Hi, best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Pride and Prejudice fan fiction.
There's some really good ones out there.
There are.
I haven't had a chance to fully read through like every single one of them because some of them are actually ongoing. A couple of them are completed, which is really nice. It's very
Yes.
exciting. All of mine were actually taken from Wattpad. I believe yours were as well.
Yes, all of mine were from Wattpad as well. We did not happen to check AO3 this time around.
I did. There was one that I was interested in. It was about vampires, but I did forget to write
Oh.
it down.
Oh, okay. Well, just
I'm
know
sure
that
it's
that's out
on there
there.
somewhere, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good to know. Do you want to kick us off with one?
Yes. So my first one is called Married to Mr. Darcy, and it's by It's Victoria to You with the number two and the letter U. So it is a modern fan fiction of Jane Austen's classic love story, Pride and Prejudice. And so the little blurb she gave us is he'd always liked her. When Will Darcy finds out that Elizabeth Bennet has been betraying him by disclosing confidential information about his latest product's campaign and lying about her true identity, he gave her a proposition that she could either reject or accept. Marry me or I'll sue your father. She had always been scared of him. Elizabeth, who only did this because she craves her father's love and acceptance, agrees to marry him instead. Now that Will gets the woman he wants, will she love him in return?
The drama.
So I read like a little bit of the first chapter and it was very promising. So
Okay. I am interested in that for sure. You
this
know, that's an interesting take,
I
and it
know.
adds an interesting dynamic because in the original story, Elizabeth and her father are very close to each
I
other, but in this one,
know.
it's like there's a not great relationship
I
between
know. It
them.
sounds like she's just constantly like pursuing his love and affection.
Yeah.
This is labeled as a mature story, so
Slay.
just so you guys know.
Okay, wow, that sounds good. I'll have to read that. My first one that I actually did not get a chance to like read this one at all yet, but it is called Pride and Prejudice, the sequel by Orange Cobra. And their description is that they had just finished reading Pride and Prejudice for the 100th time, and they really wanted to see how Elizabeth and Darcy handle their married life. So they decided to write their own sequel, and they say, "This is just to satisfy my own wild side. I have never been to Great Britain, but I would love to, and I know very little of the 19th century traditions."
Perfect.
So they're
Self-aware,
like,
we love her.
disclaimer, it's probably not historically accurate, but that's fine.
I love it when people do this though, because I too am curious about what happens after the story's over.
Yeah.
I want to know more about their day-to-day lives.
Me too. Especially with these characters that we care so much about.
Yes, that sounds amazing. I would love to read that. My second one is called Unmasking Mr. Darcy by Ancilla Corsino. Billionaire Asher Darcy has a reputation as a devious businessman and a shameless rake. Prickly liberal feminist writer Lizzie Bennet hates him on sight, and the feeling seems to be mutual. He's manipulative, she's a control freak. They have to work together. What could possibly go wrong?
Ha
See, I feel like that is like besides like some minor differences in like character, like actions and stuff. This does sound like it's very similar to like the true storyline,
Yeah.
but a modern take on
A
it.
modern take. I love that like both of yours have been like modern
I
takes so
do
far.
love modern retellings of stories.
Me too. This next one I'm gonna talk about, I did read through all of these. It is called Pride and Prejudice One Shots by Shanice Davies. And basically, it's a bunch of different scenes from the 2005 adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, but then she just kind of adds more interactions between Lizzie and Darcy. So in chapter one, it's a retelling of the famous rain scene with the proposal, but things get a little more heated. So like after, you know, their big argument, they do a little kissing and they're like, "Ooh, we can't do this." And it's very saucy for the 19th century. And then chapter two is about the famous hand flick scene.
Oh my God.
Chapter three is about their meeting at Pemberley after the proposal, like whenever Lizzie is like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing to be
Yeah.
here. And then, oh, that one's really good because he's like, can I walk you back to your aunt and uncle? And so they like walk together through the woods and she sprains her ankle and he has to carry her.
Oh.
And then chapter four is the wedding night, and that chapter is rated M. And chapter five is it's another little like passionate, like steamy little scene after they're married, but it doesn't actually like go into detail. It's not
Okay,
graphic.
more like a closed door type.
Yes,
Okay.
but it's still very, very cute and like
Oh, I
saucy and
love that.
flirty. Highly recommend.
Cute. So this next one is called Falling Like Snow by Moo Idol. Last year at Christmas, Jane and Charles fell in love. This year, is it finally Lizzie's turn? In this modern Pride and Prejudice alternate universe where Lizzie and Mary accept Jane's invitation to spend December at Netherfield, Lizzie doesn't anticipate essentially becoming a third wheel. Luckily, her new friend Georgiana Darcy is there and in need of a friend. The two bond almost immediately, and if Lizzie begins to look forward to seeing her friend's brother as much as her friend herself, well, can you hardly blame her? With Lady Catherine causing trouble, as always, this short festive fig has a happy ending for everyone except Lady Catherine de Bourgh, Mr. Collins, and Mr. Wickham.
As it should be.
Yeah, so I love a good little like Christmas fanfic. Like those are always the best, especially like we read a bunch of like the Dramini ones. And those are so cute.
Oh, they're always wholesome.
Yes, I feel like this one would just be like a funny little read.
Yeah, it's giving A Court of Frost and Starlight, just a little
Yes.
Christmas snapshot. Some drama ensues, but for the most part, people are happy and well.
Yes, I love that.
I love that too. I would totally read that. So the last one I'm going to talk about is called Inside Pride and Prejudice by Elizabeth Bennet 241. And I want to just give this person a shout out because their profile picture is Harry Styles. And I feel like that really sums up the energy of this one. It is giving stereotypical Wattpad. The description is Aria, a 25-year-old high school English teacher, finds solace in the pages of books with a particular fondness for Austen's Pride and Prejudice. Having lost her father at an early age, she took on the responsibility of supporting herself and her mother from a young age, leaving little time for personal pursuits. Despite her love for literature, Aria harbors skepticism about love, shaped by the lofty ideals depicted in the novels that captivate her. Find out what happened as she unravels the mysteries within Austen's masterpiece. I will say from this description, I feel like you don't really understand like what's about to happen. So she, Arya, the character, is basically transported into the novel and like she is
Oh.
her own character. So she does not like replace Elizabeth Bennet. Elizabeth Bennet does exist still. But what happens is like she wakes up in this novel and Elizabeth and she's holding a copy of Pride and Prejudice. So Elizabeth is like, how queer. I'm going to read that novel. And so she reads the novel, realizes it's about herself,
Is
and
this
she's
play about
like,
us?
is this play about us? So Elizabeth writes a letter to her family. Meanwhile, Arya, the character, is like knocked out. She's like unconscious. Lizzie writes a letter and she's like, hey, family, this is my friend Arya. We've decided to like, I'm gonna go spend time at her estate in Bath and she's gonna live here for a little while because we just kind of wanted to like see each other's like towns. So we just decided, you know, to take lodgings at each other's homes. So she lies to her family and she's like, I don't want to fall in love. I want to go be an author. And so
Oh.
Elizabeth like abandons her storyline basically. And so Arya the whole time is trying to pull, she's like, no, you have to come back because things start unraveling for everything else in the story. So the
Whoa.
whole time Arya is trying to like be like, Elizabeth, get your ass back here. You have to meet Darcy. You have to fall in love because the world is falling apart without you.
That's so cool.
It is a very cool concept. I will say, unfortunately, it is not super well written, like grammar wise, but
Okay.
that happens a lot.
It's a
And
Wattpad novel.
especially, yeah, especially if it's like a younger person, I think it just happens a lot. But the actual concept is very cool. And
Cool.
I enjoyed it. And I read it last night in my bed at 2 a.m.
Nice. I will
Yeah.
have to give that one a go.
It was
I
cute.
love that. I mean, yeah, that wraps up mine. I don't have any
Yeah.
more. That's those sound, those are six really good ones to start on.
Yeah, and I really want to read that modern one that you were talking about and the Christmas one.
Yes.
Those both sound really good. Okay, so join us next week. We are actually going to be discussing Bride by Allie Hazelwood. And for those of you who don't know what this book is about, it is basically a paranormal romance. It is the first paranormal romance that Allie Hazelwood has written. And so it's basically like
She
you
killed
take her,
it.
oh my gosh, she slayed it so hard. Like we've been saying all year long, 2024 is the year of Allie Hazelwood. And speaking of, she just announced that she is going to release an exclusive audiobook to Spotify in October about video game designers. And I'm very excited about that.
Slay, amazing.
But this book is basically like it's her usual rom-com storyline mixed with like Twilight. So if you love those things, you will love this book, and we highly recommend it.
Yes. And then the week after, we are going to be doing a mini-sode where we discuss the Omegaverse. So we're just kind of dipping our toes into it right now. There are some people who are like hardcore, like understanding of the ins and outs of the Omegaverse. That is not us. This is going to be just a very basic informational mini-sode about what it is and how you like how it works in literature.
And I will say, I have started my research on this already because I have read some recommended
Okay.
Omegaverse. I guess it was a full-length novel. I feel like it could have been shorter. I think there's a bit too much information for me. But we're dipping our toes. We love to read anything and everything at least
Yep.
once.
Well, I'll give it a try.
We'll give it a try. That's the attitude on this podcast. So, yeah, we can't wait to discuss more of that with you all. So, go ahead and start reading Bride if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.